Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty, Source Creator, the Creator of everything. We thank Him for allowing us to be here this afternoon, this evening with you, and for allowing you to be here with us on another episode of Optima Health on AM360. Brother and sister, it is our responsibility to take care of our health. It is our responsibility to learn how to take care of the needs of ourselves, how to remove blood impurities, how to take care and protect our DNA. It is our responsibility. These are things that we have to learn. The program is called Optima Health. And what is Optima Health? Optima Health is the natural ability of all of the body parts to resist diseases by making the body resistant to microbes, to parasites, as well as toxic metal, radiation, poison, toxic alkaloids, and acids. All of these things we find on planet Earth. Planet Earth is an echo chamber of illusion with booger traps everywhere. It is very predatory, it is very toxic, and it's very adversary. In order to become optimally healthy, brothers and sisters, master the health rules. We must master the iron rule, the speed law, the weakness law, the pH rule, and the natural laws. We have to master these things. Many of us don't even have a clue about these rules and laws that govern our anatomy and physiology, that govern our own body. Every time we violate the laws of physics, brother and sister, our body will give us a sign called symptom, warning us that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. That's what a disease is. It's abnormalcy, and health is normalcy. We have to maintain the normalcy, brother and sister. When we get off the path of normalcy, a disease will occur. So now we have to learn about these health rules that cause health to be denied because we're in violation. We must learn how to stay in compliance, learn how to select our food scientifically, learn how to prepare our food scientifically, and learn how to live on this planet scientifically in order to prevent from getting a disease. That's what we have to do. To reach our fullest potential, brothers and sisters, this is what has to happen. So welcome to a new episode of Optimal Health here on AM 360. We certainly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And all the rest of the month long, we'll be talking about food, food, food. Food is the main reason why people are sick. When somebody asks the question, why people are sick, the main reason would be the food that we choose to eat caused so many problems for us. So we must know about food. So that's what we're going to be talking about for the remaining time in this month, food. We know that the holidays are coming up, brothers and sisters, and we're going to be invited to all kind of family arrangement, family gatherings, where there's going to be food served. Now, we are all free to do what we want to do, but we're here to share some information so you can make better choices. Or after the holidays, when you made all the wrong choices, to do something about correcting your mistakes. So we'll be sharing more about food today. So we have one of our classmates at the American School of Symptometry, Mrs. Rita Teller, here working with us today. We're going to open her mic, and we're going to get started. She has a lot of information to share about the misconception of food, what food really is about. So we'll be opening her mic right now. Your mic is open, Ms. Rita.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters.
How you doing this evening?
Yes, yes, yes. We are happy.
Thank you for taking time out. Go ahead.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. We're delighted because this month we're talking about food. Why are we talking about food? Because it is the month of Thanksgiving. It is the beginning of the holidays where we eat all kinds of food. And I'm here to present to you about food, okay? People think that food, they have to eat food to live. Well, I have news for you. Food can nourish you, but it can also kill you. And people will also ask, how can food tell us when we have to eat to live? Well, the point that I want to say is that if you want to be healthy, you need to know about food, because food is good for nourishment, and it has a downside that we're going to share with you so that you can prevent the fevers, the infection, you know, and the cancers that people have that they don't even know where it comes from. And all comes from the food that we eat. You know, some people will say, oh, food is medicine. Well, that's what we're told 2,000 years ago, but it's a lie. Food is not medicine. Have food cured your infection? Raise your hand if you ate food and it cured your infection. No, it does not. As a matter of fact, sometimes when you eat food, it can make it worse. Okay? No food can cure your infection that you have today. We're going to share with you why infection occurs and what we can do to minimize it or evade it. Because if you know that, then you're going to live a healthy life. We are in some symptometry because we're talking about your health. Okay? What is health? We're not in medicine. Okay? Health is the reward that your cell bestowed on you to align your mind with the needs of the cell, which means that you think critically, you pick the right food, you cook scientifically, you eat scientifically. That is what is going to help you and not what the advertisers are telling you. Because the advertisers, they want to make money. So they will tell you anything. But you need to understand why some of the food they are selling are bad for you. Okay? I'm going to ask you, I'm going to really talk to you about infection. A lot of us have infection, especially with this holiday. We have kids with respiratory infection and everything going to be in the hospital beds are filling up in some of our counties here. I mean, what is infection? Why do people get infection? For infection to occur, two conditions have been met. Well, tell you the first thing is fat in the person's thymus gland. Did you hear the word fat? Saturated fat. Meat that we eat like pork and stuff that have fat, olive oil that you cook with. We're talking about the food, fat. Fat in the thymus gland, okay? Fat in the thymus gland prevents your gland from producing thymic enzymes to mature the T cells that lead the fight against disease and infection. I'm going to repeat again. Infection occurs because there's fat in a person's thymus gland. Fat in the thymus gland prevents the thymus gland from producing thymic enzyme to mature the T cell that lead the fight against disease and infection. Again, we're talking about fat in your thymus gland. A lot of people are walking there and they don't even know they have fat in their thymus gland. Secondly, the person cannot get amino acids from peptides. You know, people will say, what is amino acid? It's the building block of protein and building block of life. You need amino acids. It appears on our genetic code, and also the amino acid, 100 of them form combined to form protein that can be broken back into amino acids to form the new protein in our body, okay? Amino acids from peptides are not the same as amino acids from the liver or amino acid supplement, okay? The amino acid from peptide were freed by peptidase, okay? They were freed by peptidase. And the question is, what is pep? We're in school here. We're going to learn some knowledge, and that will help you during this holiday season. What is peptidase? It is amino acid free biopeptides are critical to our immune system. We're talking about immune system that give us all these diseases, that give us all these infections, okay? Peptidase are specific enzymes that break the peptide bonds in chain of amino acids to isolate many amino acid clusters called peptides. Then these same peptides split peptides to release amino acids which structure have been modified. Okay? The modified amino acids, which are free from peptides, are used by a stem cell in red bone marrow to produce platelets and different groups of white blood cells. There are different group of white blood cells that I'm going to share with you. And I'm going to be slow because I want you to understand that. The first one is T cells. They destroy the harmful microorganisms that help the immune system. Again, we talked about T cells earlier, okay? The next one is lymphocytes. They eat the garbage in our lymphatic vessel and lymph nodes. okay? The next one is neutrophils. They make up about 40 to 70% of the white blood cells in humans and fight bacteria infection. Again, neutrophils, it makes up 40 to 70% of the white blood cells in humans and fight bacterial infection. Eosinophils, which fight multicellular parasites and some infections. Monocytes, which are large and critical to immune system ability to adapt. And then we have the basophils, which are the least common white blood cells that fight infection. And then we have the granulocyte side and can operate as neutrophil, eosinophil, or basophil. So we have talked about the white blood cells that you need to know, because without this, you're going to have infection, and you need to know what each one does. Okay, but you know that we are all walking around, and we don't even know what gives us infection. Okay? Do we know that the bacteria, you know, when we have an apple, you know, we buy apple from the grocery store, the plums and the strawberry, the grapes and the berry, and all the food that we put in our mouth, do we know that it has bacteria on them? Do we know it has fungi on them? Do we know we have viruses on them? How do you prepare this when you bring them home? How do you prepare your apples and your grapes and your strawberries and your berries? Do you just take it out from there and start biting on the apple? I see people living in the grocery store. They take the apple and they bite on it. They don't know that they're putting bacteria and fungi in their mouth. In symptometry, we said, no, you do this. You prepare it scientifically. You bring it home. You wash it. You put it in saline solution for 8 minutes to break down the bacteria and the fungi. Because why? Because if you don't, you're going to get some infection somewhere. And you're going to feel my stomach hurt, or, you know, I have this headache or whatever. That's the reason. Nothing should go into your mouth without you cleaning it up. Sanitizing with every food you bring from the store should be prepared that way. There's no organic. Organic means that they have not been, they haven't sprayed with some pesticide, so they call it organic. But, you know, it comes from soil. Every whether it's organic or not, it comes from soil. So what do you do with the soil? Okay, you need to clean it up. You need to clean the soil up, because sometimes there are worms in these things. I see them all the time. Do you take the time to inspect the things you buy, so that you know what is going into your stomach? That's what I want to share with you. Take the time, because your health is important. The only thing you have in this world is your health. Without good health, I don't care, you can be the billionaire or the multi-billionaire. If you don't have good health, you have nothing. And in symptometry, we want to share with you that health belongs to you, and it bestowed on the people that align their mind with the needs of the cell, which means they are cooking right, eating right, and preparing their food right. You take the time to prepare your food before you eat them, because it will help you, especially during this holiday coming up. Take the time to prepare your vegetables. Take the time to prepare your fruits and stuff, and that turkey. Take the time. That turkey should be baked for 12 hours or whatever hours, a lot of hours, so that you can, you know, a lot of them have injection in them, poison. They put things in to make them fat. It's all poison. That you don't know that. Don't eat turkey that is not cooked for more than that, 12, 14 hours, if I were you. In symptometry, we say 12 hours. We said you cook it for an hour on a high heat, and then you put in a crock pot. But since your turkey is going to be baking it, cook it more than 12, 14 hours so that you know that the thing, the amino acid has been released, and the bacteria and everything else also is neutralized. That's how you cook your food, okay? And the apple. and the plum and the strawberry. I see people eating strawberry without having washed it. Do you know what is on the strawberry? But you eat them, put them in your food. Great. Okay? Berry and all that stuff. You need to clean it well because it has my organism. It has bacteria. It has fungi. And then people still have an infection. I don't know where it came from. What did you eat last night? What went into your stomach last night? How did you cook it? If you bought some vegetables, how did you cook the vegetables? It, you know, right now the season is coming out for collard green, mustard green, because we all love it. Prepare it well. When you bring it home, make sure you put it in the ceiling, wash it well with all the soil and the worms that will be coming out of that thing. Wash it well. And put it in saline solution for 8 minutes, again, to kill the bacteria and the toxins and the microbes. And then put it on a hot, put it on a stove, uncovered, for 1 hour, okay? Up to 1 hour, season with salt, I mean, basically, because you don't want to evaporate the ammonia and the phyto and the salicylic acid. Because you cannot eat those into your body. It's not good. So you need to evaporate for an hour. And then after that, you can cook it for another hour and a half, depending on, you know, 2.5 hours, basically, to cook this thing. But prepare it well. Just because you cooked it doesn't mean you prepare it well. And that way you know that what is on the table is healthy for you. So prepare the things well. Your meat, we talk about the turkey. What about if you don't like the turkey? What about the meat that your family decided to eat? How are you preparing it? Are you cooking it on the hot stove for an hour and then putting in a crock pot for 11 hours to make sure that whatever is in there is neutralized? That's how you prepare if you want to avoid infection. So I just share with you some of the food tips that you need to look at. Okay. So, you know, but if you don't know that the food you eat is going to, you know, kill you, like we said, with infection, it will your white blood cells and everything else has invaded your body. You don't know the food that you're eating is going to do that because you did not prepare right. We're here in Centometry to help you so that you live a very healthy life, okay? The bacteria we talked about from the food, the viruses, fungi, will overrun your respiratory system. It will overrun it. It will overrun your digestive system, all your system. The levels, it will overrun them if you don't take care of the food that is going into your stomach. So when somebody said that, you know, I have infection, but I don't know where it is, ask yourself, how did you prepare your food that went into your stomach yesterday? How did you prepare? Did you just put it in your mouth? That is the question that we're asking you from Centometry. Prepare the food right. You call it scientifically prepared. Cook it scientifically. 11 to 12 hours for meat. And also if you buy the meat like the lamb and the bison, there's a lot of fat in there. Fat in those. Remove that fat. It's called arachidonic acid. Remove that fat before you start preparing it because that fat is going to be in your thymus gland, and you don't need that fat. You need to remove it first. And then you cook it under low heat, high heat for an hour, and then put it 11 hours on a high heat. So remove that fat. We don't need only 30% of our body should be made of, should have fat in it. But a lot of us are carrying 70% fat in our body. Why? Because of the food that we're consuming. Okay? Again, do you know that these microbes that we're talking about also are responsible for urinary tract infections called UTI? It's a lot of things. People, when you go to the house, they say, oh, I have UTI. And you know about infectious mononucleosis, a mono? How many people do you hear that they have mono? What about herpes? What about Lyme disease? ear infection. God, kids have so much ear infection, and even adults, and it's painful. What about boils under your armpit? What about, you know, abscesses? All those things that I'm mentioning is coming from the fact that you are taking in bacteria and viruses and fungi, and you don't even know you are doing it because you don't know that food kills. Food is a double-edged sword. Enjoy your food, but if you prepare it right, oh, it is beautiful to eat. But if you don't, there's no perfect food on this earth. No perfect food. No perfect food. Every food has a downside. And as I told you before, when I'm going to eat something, I say, ooh, this food is a double-edged sword. The less I eat, the better off I am. Don't overdo it. This Thanksgiving, don't just have a lot of food there. Eat a little bit as you can. Enjoy the family. But do not overdo it. Again, why am I talking about this? Because a lot of us use antibiotics. As a matter of fact, in the United States, a lot of people use so much antibiotics that it's not even effective anymore. And you know why? You know what? Because we do not need antibiotics. Antibiotics will not get rid of your infection. It's not there. It's just they're covering it up for you. The reason you have, if you use antibiotics, I'm going to share with you, it would wipe out the good colon bacteria that your body needs, leaving you totally impoverished, which means that you don't have the immune system that you need. So why do you take an antibiotic? You go to the doctor and say, oh, they gave me antibiotics. Oh, I had infection. They are wiping away the good colon bacteria that you need. But the doctors won't tell you that because they are trained to give you medicine. And in symptometry, we are not a medicine. We are health. We are the opposite of what the doctor is doing. We want you to know the root cause of why you're sick so you can prevent it. So, please, if I were you, I would stay away from antibiotics. Talk to your doctor. Come to symptometry. We do have what you need for all the diseases that you're suffering. Okay? So, please, antibiotics is something that I will stay away from. Again, it do wipe out your good colon bacteria. And what would it do? Finally, you'll be overrun by infections, bacteria in your blood, and then you have something called septicemia. Okay? It's blood poisoning. Okay? By the toxin or microbe called septicemia. It would poison your blood, and then it circulates in the heart through the veins. And as the heart pumps, poison blood goes back into the red bone marrow and into all your glands and organs through the arteries and capillaries. Eventually, you will die from septicemia. I know of a lot of people that have infections, and before you know it, they say, oh, you died from septicemia. Look at your history. How much antibiotics have you taken? How many of you know that these viruses are there and it comes from the way the food you eat? Nobody's going to tell you that. We're here to tell you the truth. The truth is that food will kill you if you don't prepare it right, if you don't do it right. Okay? So, and then we talk about cancer. Everybody know of somebody who has cancer. My husband had a colon cancer 20 years ago. Okay, stage 4. Symptometry brought him back to life in terms of everything. Because, that, you know, after they give you the poison, you need to come out so that we can go to the next step to make sure that the cancer that you have is cured, because it's not cured. It's still living in your cell. It's still there. Why did they say, oh, I'm in remission? Did your doctor always tell you that you're going to cancer is gone? No, it's not. It's in remission. And they said if it come back within 5 years, your chance of survival is very low. I have people who have 20 years and it came back again and they died. So when you go through the poison, come to symptometry. We have the solution for you to make sure that you can get rid of the cancer right away, and you know, so that you don't have to worry about remission and you know, coming back. Okay. So as we have told you before, people that died of cancer normally would die from septicemia. Okay? Because you know what? The individual lacked the peptidase that can help break amino acids free from peptide chains with proteins. Okay? And we need that peptidase in our bodies. You know, in popular medicine, they only prescribe, they don't help a person produce peptidase, which is the root cause of problem causing the cancer to spread. But you are not going to be told that you need to produce more peptidase. We talk about how to produce peptidase earlier. Fever, okay? Taking herbs or drugs to lower temperature will never get to the root of your fever. Cancer fever, malaria fever, typhoid fever, dengue fever, okay, occur because a person cannot produce peptidase. Okay? If you cannot produce peptidase, you will have these fevers. When you go to your doctor, ask them, what is peptidase? I bet they won't have anything to tell you. But you come to symptometry, we'll get to the bottom and tell you what peptidase is. I just share with you. Okay. So the thing is, what is common between cancer and fever? Okay? Is the non-production of peptidase common link? The non-production of peptidase is a common link. Without peptidase, the red bone marrow cannot produce enough T cells and other lymphocytes that eat away the tumor cell and cancer cell. The T cells we talked about, you need that. Okay? Moreover, the different white blood cells that kill the invaders to stop the fever. Therefore, without peptidase, it will be impossible to cure cancer or stop the fever. The word is peptidase. You need to produce peptidase. And antibiotics is not going to help you with that. So there's a link between cancer. And again, you need to produce T cells, okay, basically, and you need to have peptidase. Okay, so these are some of the things I'd like to share with you. So what is a big misconception about food? Why we place an emphasis on food when it is the bacteria, the fungi, and the viruses? Again, it's the bacteria, the fungi, and the viruses that the food carries that increase your susceptibility to infectious disease and septicemia, which is another form of viral disease. Food provides us with bulk energy, but food alone cannot boost the peptidase that allow our body to overcome diseases and septicemia. We need to produce more peptidase so that we can overcome diseases and infections. And again, it's based on what we eat and what goes into our body. Pharmaceutical drug is not good for you because it has a kill. It takes away it has things in it that is not good for your body. And you need to stay away from anything drug. Drug is not good. But they have to give you drug because that's what the doctor is supposed to prescribe. So let's end this misconception about food. Help, you know, food being medicine, because food is not medicine. We need to prepare our food scientifically, which means when you bring it home, from the grocery store, make sure you put in saline solution for 8 minutes for all the apples and berries and grapes and stuff. If you eat them, I don't eat those, but if you eat them, at least prepare them right, okay? And also cook them scientifically. If it's meat, you need 12 hours, 1 hour on the hot stove, and 11 hours. Again, it kills the viruses and stuff, and also break down the amino acid we talked about, because, you know, we are made of amino acid, protein. That's what you need. It will provide that for you. Turkey is coming up. How are you cooking your turkey? Make sure at least you cook it for at least 12, 14 hours to make sure that the amino acid is released and the food is cooked thoroughly before it gets into your stomach. Okay? So, again, we do have, centometry do have the molecules and the particulates that will break down the sludge and everything that you have in your body to make sure that your blood is moving at the speed of light instead of dragging, moving at 185,000 miles. It will clean it up for you. We do have the solution for you. So because we know we live in a hostile world, we know that there's no perfect food, and we know that food is a double-edged sword. And again, we live in a toxic planet, and we need the knowledge to help us live better. You know, longevity is important. How much energy are you preserving? Because some of the food that goes into your body can reduce the energy that you need, and we all need to have more energy at the end of the day than anything else. So, brothers and sisters, centometry is here. Centometry is here to help. We have the solutions with all kinds of diseases that you have. We do have the answers. So if you have any questions, talk to Brother Saheed, get some consultation, join our school, because that's where you learn the knowledge so that you can fight diseases, so that you can stay away from all these bacteria and viruses and everything else, and fungi, these three things that makes our life miserable. And right now it is right in the air. Get on the news, and people have MPV viruses for cats. The hospital beds are full. What is going on? Why is it that we have all these every time the weather changes and make it cold? It's there. It's what kind of food are we giving to our kids, that they're getting all these viruses, that they're getting all these fevers, and they're getting all these infections, the monos and all that. We're here. We have the solution. We'll help you stay healthy. So, brothers and sisters, that's the end of our knowledge about the misconceptions of food, because food is a double-edged sword. And is the way we prepare it and the way we cook it, and that will help us. And again, antibiotics, stay away from it if you can, because it kills your immune system. Brother Saheed, that's about it. So if anybody have questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
That is excellent, excellent, Ms. Arita. We certainly appreciate you sharing that information. We're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back and see if any of our listeners have any questions for you. So please stand by and stay tuned. And for our listener, if you can take a moment to call someone who you know that needs to be hearing this information, call someone and ask them to join us. We're going to take a short break, so please do not go anywhere. Just call a friend, a relative, a neighbor, and give them the number to call in. So we have about another hour or so to go. So please share the information. This is what we have to do. Nobody's coming to save us. We've got to save ourselves by getting the right knowledge, the right information. So we'll be right back. You're with Abdul Shaheed and his guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor. And this is Optima Health. We'll be right back. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Zabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back, brother and sister Ruth Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Teller. We both are certified Scientology health coaches, and we thank you for joining us today. If anyone have a question for our guest before she has to make her departure, please press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic if you have a question. She shared a lot of information about the misconception of food. Food is a double-edged sword, brothers and sisters. There's no perfect food on planet Earth to consume. So we have a hand raised, 914-886. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Hadia.
Well, Nega Assalam, Sister Hadia. How you doing?
I'm fine. Alhamdulillah. You?
Excellent. It's good to hear from you.
Good, good. I just want to make a comment and then a question. First of all, I understand the cells that you're talking about, especially the T cells, because that T cell will determine a virus depending on the amount of T cells that is in someone's blood will be tested. And basically that would give us indication if they have AIDS or other type of viruses of the amount of T cells that is evident. But also I want to ask that, you know, we cook our meat scientifically, which is an hour in the stove and 11 hours in the crock pot. But if you're talking about a turkey, since I've been cooking it like that, I've been cooking pieces of turkey, like turkey wings and turkey neck, because there's a piece that can fit in the crock pot. But if you want to cook a whole turkey, could you just keep it in the oven for 12 hours on very low instead of putting it in the crock pot if you want to cook the whole turkey?
Yes, yeah, you can do that, but make sure you have plenty of water in there. The water helps to release the amino acid. Make sure you have plenty of water. And you can also cut the turkey in half, you know, and then they're a big crock pot. We put the whole thing in there. But you can do that, yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm shukran.
That's an excellent question.
Go right ahead, Ms. No, I said that you need to cook it. After 12 hours, you really need to cook the turkey. Anything less, you're not doing yourself any favor. And you don't want – I'm talking about the turkey. I mean, basically, in the – So, I mean,
exactly.
Put the crock yes, you need to cook it well. Really, really long time.
That was – I was asking because the remedy was to put it into the crock pot, which that's what I do, but I was asking, I was just coming up. This thought that maybe you could just cook it in the oven for 12 hours on low.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
to reduce the temperature and continue to cook it, yes. But it's better if you have a crock pot because you can get more water there and it will help to release all of the amino acids. That's why we eat in the flesh food, to get amino acids. It takes amino acids to produce these peptides, to produce enzymes, all of the things that our cells use to keep us healthy. Our cell can do everything. They can produce everything. They produce all of our essentials, and the essentials are the enzyme, the hormone, the neurotransmitter, the neurons. These are called essential, and our body must have them. If we don't have them, the body will give us a sign called symptom, letting us know that they have run out of essential. If we don't replace these essential or give them the resources and the nutrients, then they're going to produce a disease. That's what happens. That's why we have a disease. So if our body can, if our cell can continue to produce all the essential that's required for maintaining our health, we will never have a disease. Think about that. That is amazing. So you have another question, Sister Hadia?
No, that's it.
Excellent, excellent. We certainly appreciate that. So press 1 on your phone as you make your exit, and we'll open the mic for someone else. If you have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your phone, and then we'll open your mic. And we certainly appreciate you joining us today. We're sharing a lot of information about food. Do not take food for granted. Food cannot be our medicine, and our medicine cannot be our food. Food gives us sustainable energy. That's it. Sustainable energy to carry out our daily activity. Health is all about producing energy in every part of our body. If we lose energy in any part of our body, that part of the body you'll be losing energy, that's where you'll find the disease. The cell cannot do anything without energy. They must have energy. Energy is produced in the mitochondria of our cells. That is called mitochondrial energy, the mother of all energy in the human body. Our own cells produce it. But if we don't eat the right food, we eat food with poison. Poison denatures enzyme, and the body cannot do anything without enzyme. That's why the cells produce enzymes first. That is the first essential. They have to be produced first. And then if you denature them based on what you're eating and drinking and breathing, the quality of the air, those enzymes become denatured, made worthless. This is what causes our health to deteriorate because the cell will not be able to produce anything for us. That's what happens. So we have to protect our enzyme and produce enzyme by the surplus every single day. That's why we have to select the food scientifically so we can keep producing enzyme. We need a surplus of enzyme. Why? We need a surplus of enzyme because we need enzyme for digesting our food. If we have undigested food in our stool, lack of enzyme would be the reason. Because you took an antibiotic that denatured them, or you have were exposed to a poison or toxin, you have microbes in the body, in the blood. Microbe produce poison. Even after killing the microbe, the viruses, the bacteria, the protozoa, even after killing them, they still leave their poison in your blood. And that poison will circulate forever until you die. Except coming to cytometry to have it removed by ionization. Ionize the poison out of the blood. Otherwise, it will continue to circulate to every part of the body, causing problems, denaturing enzyme. If our cells do not have the enzyme, and you have an enzyme deficit, brother and sister, you also have energy deficit, meaning you'll be losing energy. And wherever you have energy loss, that's where the disease will be. Because I just shared with you, the cell cannot do anything without energy. They need energy for speed, for pressure, for strength, for power to do their job. So if you have a question for our guest before she has to leave, she has a few minutes with us. She did an excellent job. Shared a lot of information about the misconception about food. We take food for granted, brother and sister. We can no longer do that if we want to get our health back. If we want to get our health back, we cannot take food for granted. And she shared with us, we should eat the amount that's necessary to produce energy. Don't overdo it. We have too many people that are obese in our society today, in our community today. Too many obese people. Why? Because they cannot produce the enzyme to digest fats and oil because they're consuming the wrong ones. And they're not cooking their meats scientifically, like she described. Cannot eat raw plants, cannot eat raw meat, can't do it to be healthy. So if you have a question for our guest before she has to leave, then you'll be stuck with me. Just press one. I don't cut any slack. No, I can't. We have to get it right, brothers and sisters. We have to correct our mistakes. We can't keep making mistakes and think that we're going to get a better result. No, we can't. They sell everything in America, and we all know this. They will sell anything to you, to us, to me. And you have to have knowledge. You cannot eat nuts and seed. Those things produce other plants. The life germ is protected by poison. Plants are smart. They have evolved where they thrive on planet Earth. They thrive on planet Earth. We have plants that can live in toxic waste dump. The dump is toxic wasteland. But the plant can figure out how to thrive there and grow. Think about that. A plant can do almost anything. It will keep living and keep thriving. Why? Because it's smart. It knows how to take advantage of its surrounding. It produces its own food. Don't have to go anywhere to get its food. It uses the ultraviolet rays of the sun to produce energy. How smart is that? A lot we can learn from plants. We have to get our food outside of ourselves. We have to gather food, go to the supermarket, dig in the ground, and every time we dig in the ground, we release microbes, fungus. They become airborne. That means we'll be breathing them. Nobody is educating us about this, but the American School of Symptometry, brother and sister, every time we dig in the ground, we're planting this, we're planting that, and we don't have a mask on to protect ourselves, we're breathing in microbes, fungus, and all these things. So I see we have a hand. So 708-288, your mic is open. I recognize that number. Your mic is open. 708-288. Okay, maybe you want to talk later.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Well, I got salam. I thought that was Miss Yvette.
How
Thank
are
you for
you?
Joining us, Miss Yvette. We're doing fine.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for joining us.
You're welcome. A little late there.
Oh, that's
but
fine.
I'm here.
We appreciate you being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having
so,
me.
So, Ms. Rita, have a few more minutes with us, and we were trying to solicit
Hi, Rita.
Question. Yeah, we were trying to solicit a question from
How you doing, Rita?
My listener.
I'm fine.
Good.
Thank you. I say hello. Yes. Uh-huh. Good to have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We were talking about food and why
the
people
misconception.
Can
feel
us. Yes.
Oh, wonderful! Yes, definitely is a misconception. I mean, we are
when that stomach starts growling, we just want to go grab whatever we can to eat, you know, whatever we can cook quick and just to satisfy that hunger, you know, and that's most of our problems, you know, that we have, that growling, you know. But when you cook scientifically, you have to, you know, prepare your food in advance. You have to. You got to start at night for the next day.
The day
so
before.
When you do get that growling feeling, you have something ready, you know, because it takes, you know, hours to neutralize poisons and diseases that are plagued upon our food, you know. We have to make sure that they're, you know, they're gone completely so that we can preserve as many enzymes as we can, you know, for the repair when we sleep at night, right? We got to have those repaired enzymes to help us out.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yo, sorry about that. I just came in talking.
Well, you're fine.
Food. You know, the holiday is coming, and we're talking about infections that people, you know, basically are consuming, and they, you know, they bring things from the grocery store, and they just put in their mouth, and it has a lot of virus and all this stuff in there, and bacteria that they need to be aware of. So we're talking about food, what we can do to make sure it's safe to eat for us, you know, how we prepare it, and with the holidays coming, you know, avoid a lot of fat that we need to mitigate, because it's one of the problems we have, you know. So whatever you can add to it, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Oh, especially the holidays when you go out and others, you know, are cooking, you have to be very, very aware, you know. Like, I look at food as, you know, so when I look at food, I look at it as like, so how many enzymes is this going to take to consume, right? Because I'm always thinking about my health, because I deal with blood pressure issues, and I have to control it through diet and, you know, symptometry to keep me off of blood pressure medication. So I really have to look at food differently than other people. So I'm always aware of, like, you know, you know, I know this meat wasn't cooked scientifically, so I'm just going to avoid that right now, right? I'll go over here with the other stuff that I think that I can eat. And if I don't see anything that I can eat, maybe I have a little quiche. I won't have a whole lot. I won't have a whole plate, you know, or I'll bring my own food. You know how you bring your own food with gatherings with your family? You can bring your own food without hurting their feelings. You know, just let them know that, you know, you eat a certain way, and they're welcome to have some of your food. You know, you don't have to go all into it, you know, why you eat this way or that way, unless they ask. You'd be happy to tell them. But I do have to eat a certain way every day, and that is scientifically. You know, because I have to watch my enzyme take. I have to. You know, and also Dr. Nache wrote an article on his website at amsos.org about people who have sickle cell. You know, they think that that's a genetic disease, but it's not. It's basically an enzymatic disorder, enzymatic disorder, meaning during a gest period, you know, the mother, you know, ate some things that, you know, denatured enzymes. So when that baby was born, you know, this sickle cell trait or disorder was, you know, plagued upon that person. Okay, but here at Symptometry, we can help with that. Most people, you know, our race have the sickle cell trait or the sickle cell disease. So now that we know it's a enzymatic disorder, enzymatic disorder.
Enzymatic.
There you go. Enzymatic disorder. We know that this person or whoever has it can, you know, make sure that they be aware of enzymes, maybe take additional enzymes, you know, to help them not to have flare-ups or even overcome the sickle cell. So everything is boils down to what we consume, what we put in our bodies. That is so important to handle diseases.
That is
true.
Diseases. And Yvette, you're talking about sickle cell. And again, you know, since hometry do have, childhood diseases and stuff, we can prevent it. We do have pregnancy management programs in centometry where you can have a healthy child, you know, without all these diseases. But you need to come in right away as soon as you're pregnant so we can help you with the particulates and molecules and the food that you eat and everything else that will help you deliver, a healthy baby. We are not medicine. We are health. And we want your child to be healthy. And so, again, you said the food we eat is important, but how we start off the next generation, how we get them healthy will be easier on everyone, the mom, the child, and the cost of hospital care if we just invest a little bit in taking care of the pregnancy before the baby is born. So that's my take on that, too. So, Yvette, thanks for that information. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure.
Excellent advice.
Definitely. And, you know, sickle cell disease occurs only in individuals whose mothers ate food combinations that eliminated specific vitamins from the baby's cells during the gestation period. Okay?
Exactly.
So we have to be very careful of, you know, things, the foods, combinations especially, you know, is important. Combination is just as important as what you eat.
Yes.
It has to be in the right combination.
And we do have, as I said, you know, we have the program that will help you how to eat your food and scientifically. Avoid pharmaceutical drugs. No, when you're pregnant. But a lot of us, when we're pregnant, that's what we put in our bodies, and we don't know that it's even killing our babies and stuff. And, you know, you come up with all kinds of diseases when the baby's born and spina bifida and all that stuff, and you think, where did it come from? Okay, it came from the way you started your pregnancy. So it's important.
And we got a couple of hand raised. We have a couple of hand raised.
Oh, great.
Before you leave, Ms. Rita, let me go to that caller. 111, your mic is opening.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Sister Amina, how you doing this evening?
Finding you all. I'm just coming in. I was at the library. I was at the law library today looking up some statutes about some laws that concern my son, you know, different, and also the regular public library. And one thing I want to say is I just, over the weekend, I sent the link about Dr. Narchi's pregnancy management to several family members of mine.
Excellent. Thank you.
Two of my nephews' wives are pregnant or expecting, and also my oldest son. So I'm about to be a grandmother again for the third time.
Excellent. Congratulations.
And I let them know, you know, please consider, this pregnancy management along with your doctor, because I know that, you know, they have their doctor on call, whoever their doctor is, you know, but still, you know, I'm just putting it out there that, you know, this is something to consider, please, because my oldest son, he's skeptical. Oh, Ma, okay. You know, I don't know. Or, you know, whenever I've mentioned symptometry, I've sent them the links. I sent them the articles, amsos.org. They know that I am wholeheartedly with symptometry now, and I'm planning to come on board soon, you know, just getting my little my little fixed income, right, you know, this is, you know, but I just wanted to let you all know that, you know, I'm constantly telling family members, because I have two nephews that text me often, and, you know, a few other relatives that, you know, are somewhat interested. They're just, you know how people are, like, you know, okay, I hear you. What is that you're talking about, Auntie? You know, and what did you say? But okay, I'll maybe look at it. You know, kind of thing. This is what. But I'm just putting it out there to them that, you know, please consider. So that's all. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so very much. We certainly appreciate
you
tuning in with us today.
Walaikum.
The more people to know, the better.
Yes.
Because you can have your baby in less than 30 minutes with a healthy one,
exactly.
Too, to boot. Yeah.
That's amazing. No 24-hour, 48-hour of labor.
Mm-mm-mm.
Man, I'll be waiting to that.
Mm-hmm. And healthy, strong baby with good legs and everything. Yes. So
we certainly appreciate that question, those comments from Sister Amina. And I think we got another hand raised. We're going to go there.
Okay.
491-886, your mic is open.
Yes, I feel like it's me again. I just want to mention to Miss Yvette, I had ordered her recipe book, and I don't know how that received it in the mail, or is it online? Because I haven't received it yet.
Yes. So what it is downloadable. As soon as you purchase it, it downloads. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So just go back on there and sign in your account, and you can download it. You get it instantly.
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have any problem, just give me a call.
I'm in Home Depot right now because I want to plant my herbs, like some thyme and parsley and dill and some.
Oh, okay.
I'm picking up my plants.
Nice.
Plant them in the backyard. It's a good time to get a plant.
Okay.
Okay. So
always
I'll
good to grow your own food. It's the safest. Yes. So just go ahead and download it instantly. Yes.
Okay.
If you have any trouble, just give me a call.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, my lady.
Thank
did
you
I
so
hear
much.
You? Did I hear you mention parsley? The lady.
I'm looking at what they have here. So, I have already have basil and I already have thyme, but I'm looking for cilantro.
Okay.
And they do have parsley.
Yeah, you need to stay
that's
away
not on
from
the list, now.
It has a vanadium in there. Really don't need parsley anyway. So if I were you, I would stay away from parsley if I were you. You know,
what about oregano? Because oregano and parsley is similar to the same flavor.
Use the one on the listed on the food guide. Use only the seasoning that's listed on the food guide.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that is the best
there's
option.
Also additional seasoning, too. Yeah.
I'm wasting my time. They're out of everything. Or it just depends on look that good to me. So no part. Okay.
Okay. No part. No. Mm-hmm.
No, right. So here's the thing with St. Thomas. St. Thomas is always in the laboratory, always testing things, deconstructing, analyzing. And when we get the better information, then we should make our decision based on the new information. So stay away from the possible.
Yeah,
and
I
that,
just
is, that didn't make the food guide.
I just haven't taken pulling up that food guide before I came in here, but I didn't pull it up. But that was my intention.
Yes.
Was to pull before I even came in here.
Exactly. Good idea. Thank you.
Well,
we certainly appreciate you sharing that, so you was able to get that corrected, see?
Because
we want our health to continue to improve. Health is a daily activity, something that we have to do every single day. This is what health is all about. It is not a destination. It's a journey. Every day there's something that we have to do. We can't neglect ourselves. We have to continue to protect our DNA and continue to always remove blood impurity, removing garbage and sludge. This is what we have to do for the rest of our life if we want to live disease-free or reverse our condition. This is what we're up against. We have to maintain and repair our body every single day because the human being is high maintenance, not low. Most of us don't want to do anything. We just want to eat, 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 eat. And food do not cure diseases. None of the condition that we have, food is not going to reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's inflammation, whether it's bald, or whether whatever.
What about sage? Is sage good?
What about it?
To grow it.
Sage? Did sage make the list of accessories?
Sage has a little, you know, bit of more than what symptomatology recommends in it.
Exactly.
So,
it didn't make the list. Sage is more on the cooking accessories.
It kind of didn't make the list because it has, you know, it's very strong and it does eat up a lot of enzymes. So it didn't make the list. Symptomatology has, you know, a little bit more approved seasonings than what's on the list, but we just have to be very sparingly. You know, we recommend once you cook with salt, iodized salt, you find yourself really don't need any more flavoring, but other ones are approved. You just have to use just a little bit. See, it's not what we do some of the time. It's what we do all the time. This is where we have to think about food. You know, it's every so-so is okay, but every day, no. Then you're going to start harming yourself.
Yes.
See, we have to do things sparingly, you know. He approved Lori seasoning salt, okay?
No,
but now, you know, it's not on the list, but, you know, again, sparingly is sometimes it's okay. You just cannot do it every single day.
Have MSG in it. For years, black people used that on their chickens when they had MSG. They took it out. They took the MSG, but I'm still not going to use it.
Yeah, they did. They took out the MSG, because people were complaining, you know, about that MSG. That came out to be a bad rap, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you
know, but, you know, symptomatology, you know, if you get in contact with your coach, symptomatology has...
Was first thing was Axon was MSG. Poor Axon. When Axon first came out, just all it was is MSG, and that was back in the 70s. They took it off the market because it proved that it was cancer, and then Reagan put it back on. It's been on the market ever since.
Yeah, that's why we have to be, you know, herb smart, okay? We have to be herb smart. We have to know the foods on earth that are, you know, causing problems, you know,
but
with us.
Chemically made salt, made in a laboratory. It's not even real. Monosodium glutamate.
Mm-hmm. It's not. Okay. And most Chinese foods have it.
All
you know,
of
in
it.
There
it.
And bouillons. You know, be careful of bouillons. They have it.
Shaosun. The Spanish Shaosun is MSG.
Yeah. So you have to read the ingredients of the foods that you eat. You know, you have to. Because it will set you up.
And this is the time of the year. This is the time of the year. You need to be paying attention.
All the kids in school, they eat these chips out of a bag, and these different flavored chips out of the bag. And every time I see them, I take the bag from them, and I tell them this bag is cancer, it's hypertension, and it's diabetes, and that's all you're eating. Because everything in those chips is the blue, green, yellow dye, monosodium glutamate, and sugar.
Yes, it is. MSG, too. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. They eat every day, all day long. They're sharing it each other. They got each other's hands in the bag. They're putting piles of stuff in each other's hand, and now there's somebody else's hand.
And that's because the parents don't know. See, they don't know about being health smart and earth smart, so they give it to the kids.
Yep.
You know, you can't blame the kids. You just got to... You know, try to explain to them what's going on.
Yeah. I make them read the pack. They said, who reads the ingredients? I'm like, you need to learn to start reading. At your young age, you get away with it. Keep eating for 10 years and see if you have cancer, diabetes, and hypertension.
Yeah. Okay. Who gives you a chance to figure it out? It gives you a chance. Because people say, you know, I've been eating this all my life. Nothing ever happened to me.
That's right.
Okay. But food gives you a chance to figure it out.
Okay. This is Rita. I just wanted to say thank you guys for today. And
Thank you, Ms. Rita.
Need to protect our T cells so that we avoid infections and diseases. So anyway, thank you guys and have a good week. And remember, food is a double-edged sword, and it can nourish you. It can also kill you. So there's no perfect food on this planet. So as Yvette said, just a little bit at a time is all you need. You don't need a whole lot. So thank you, and I'll talk to you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so very much, and we look forward to you working with us again on next week.
Okay, assalamualaikum. Thank you, dear. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, Sister Heidi, do you have another question or comment?
No. I'm going to have to pull up that list because I'm in Home Depot,
yes,
and I'm not sure
that.
What
the... It has about... 9 different cooking accessories.
Yeah,
and
just
I
want to made a big garden back there to put it in.
Yes, growth was what has the least health disruptors. Because there's health disruptors in all food. Grow the one with the least health disruptors. There's no perfect food on planet Earth. And another concept that Saint Thomas have taught us, less is more. Not more is more. Less is more. The less you do, the
less
better off you are.
That's right.
The less garbage you have to remove from your body. The more you put in, the more enzyme you're going to use up, especially when it comes
to
food. See, we need enzyme left over for repair and maintenance. The human being is high maintenance, not low. So use those enzymes for maintenance and repair. The repair work that must be done. Our cells can rejuvenate. They can be renewed. They can be refurbished. They can be reconstructed. That's where our energy should be. I'm not consuming. That's one thing. But everything that is consumed must be broken down. Remember that. It takes energy to break down and digest food. It takes more energy to digest our food than anything else. If our digestive system needs more energy, where is it coming from? It's going to come from our brain.
Right.
It's going to come from our heart. It's going to come from our liver. It's going to come from our lungs. I'd rather use the energy in my brain. I'm not trying to digest something that's going to take too much energy. And the more you put into the food, the more it has to be digested from the food. Just remember these concepts. Less is more.
Yes.
Don't overdo anything.
Right.
Our cells do not like excess anything.
That's right.
Give them what they need, and they will keep us healthy. Always remember that.
That's right.
So, brothers and sisters, we're going to take a short break. And you still have time to call someone to ask them to join us on Optima Health. But we'll be right back, so please do not go anywhere unless you're just going to make a call to invite your friends, your relative to join us. And thank you so very much for being with us. You're with Abdul Shahid, your certified symptomatology health coach, along with our classmates at the American School of Symptomatology, also certified symptomatology health coaches. And we'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Maniscalco, and my grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's disease in 2005. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is a national nonprofit agency that's here to help. If you or someone you love has questions about the disease, need someone to talk to, pick up the phone. Call Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Don't be embarrassed. They're here to help you. Call 866-232-8484. Don't forget.
Welcome back, brother and sister. You're with Abdullah Shahid and our guest, Ms. Yvette Dean, also a student at the American School of Cytometry and also a certified cytometry health coach. And this is Optima Health. We certainly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. If you have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. We'll open your mic. This is the season for eating food. Food, food, food. All over the place. Even the people who are homeless, they have many situations where they'll be able to get food, be able to eat. Which is a good thing. Food gives us sustainable energy for us to get from point A to point B. You know, what is healthy food? The food that's going to be nourishing to our cells. That's what healthy food is. Food that is not going to denature our enzyme, that's free of poison and toxic metal. And microbes like things we cannot see. There are viruses, there are bacteria, there's protozoa, there are worms, there are parasites, fungus. All of these things, we cannot even see them. Every surface on this planet has these microbes. Isn't that amazing? And you go to your doctor, he will never mention them to you.
Nope.
Being the cause of your problem. He would say, oh, just take this pill. Go have this prescription pill.
They put a name on it.
And you'll be fine.
Pill.
No, you won't be fine. You're being eaten from the inside out. You know what amazing? Mm-hmm. This is what happens. Mm. If we eat the wrong food, they have toxin, and we never remove the toxin, we never remove the concretion, we never remove the sludge. All of those things that be left behind after eating the food will be growth factor for microbes to continue to live inside of us. And they have a nice warm place. Why should they leave? And you providing plenty of food. Why should they go anywhere? So they be having little ones running all over the place. And all they'd be doing would be spewing out more poison and more toxic, and that toxic and poison would be circulated in your blood. And you don't know how to get it out. So we are here to share information as what to do after eating food. That's the question. what should I do after I eat? But we worry so much about the front end. Eat this, eat that, eat for the blood type, eat as a vegan, eat as a vegetarian, eat raw food, eat cooked food. It doesn't matter. Here's what matters, brothers and sisters, and we share scientific knowledge. These are facts, the facts of life that we're sharing on this program. The food can be healthy food. It can be so-called unhealthy food. It could be contaminated food. After eating the food, food is going to produce debris in our system. Why? Why is the food going to turn into debris? All of it is not going to be turned into energy that we think. This is why nutrition is not health. Because after eating food, you still have things that you have to do to take care of yourself, because we have salt in our blood, and the nutrient that's in the food is going to interact with the salt. Salt is a reactor. This is where the debris comes from, naturally, from eating. No one has shared this information with us. Even if you eat healthy food, you're still going to be poisoned and sick, because there's things that we have to do now after eating.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be debris. If we don't ever remove the debris after 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, what's going to happen? The debris is going to turn into inflammatory debris. This is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been the best food, organic, and all this. It won't make any difference. It's going to do what it's going to do inside of us. We have to remove the debris. If we don't remove the debris, it's going to also turn into sludge that's going to cover the cell's membrane, and the cell won't be in a position to do nothing for us. This is how disease gets started. Sludge and debris, concretion, gouda deposit, cholesterol deposit, and we cook with the wrong oil and make it even worse. So we'll share with you what happens after eating that your doctor never tells you. Nutrition is not health. The first thing you start talking to somebody about when you talk to them about health, the first question, well, what do I eat? What kind of diet? It's not about that. It's more about the maintenance and the upkeep that nobody's been sharing with you about to be healthy.
Yep. That's right.
So you don't get a disease. See, we're not supposed to have disease, because a disease is an anomaly, abnormacy, not normal. Not normal means what it is. It's not normal. That's what a disease is. And health is normalcy. And we're supposed to be what? Normal. But people have been sick for so long that now we think being sick is normal. Being sick is abnormal. That is the meaning. That's why the physician called it an anomaly. Abnormacy is not normal. That means we're not supposed to have a disease. But since nobody's been teaching us, and each generation repeating the same mistakes, there was a time man did not cook his food. He had all kinds of diseases. Now people want to go back to not cooking food? That just doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense.
It's a setup.
It's a big setup for you to be sick and compromised and losing brain energy. We need to reserve energy for our brain to operate properly. That's what we need to do so we can move forward, make progress, become better and better and better. And this is why we have to have our health. This is why we have this program, so we can make better decisions, so we can correct our mistakes, Ms. Yvette. That's why we have this program,
that's
to
right.
help people correct mistakes.
That's right.
We keep making the same mistakes that our parents did. Our parents did not know better. They did the best they could. Now we are here. We're going to do less than what they did.
They didn't know better. They didn't know better. We know better now.
Now we know better. We have the science, and we're explaining it to you, and you still going to make the same mistake after knowledge comes?
Right.
How is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
How can you make the same mistakes? After knowledge come.
You get hungry. That stomach start growling, right? You
yeah,
know,
that's
you throw it
to
the wind,
keep,
right?
Keep it under control.
You throw it to the wind. All logic goes to the wind when that stomach starts growling.
Especially when you
right?
get hungry.
It goes to the wind. Yes.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It's like
if
a drug.
Hungry,
it's like
anything.
A drug. Yes. Yes. You have to have your food
good.
Prepared.
Yeah,
right.
Be ready. Be organized.
You have to have it pre-prepared already, right?
Yeah.
Put that slow cooker on at night. When you wake up in the morning, so all you got to do is throw side dishes together, okay, add to it, and you have yourself a meal. And try
exactly.
not to eat. If you can, you know, try to eat every 4 hours. If you eat breakfast, wait
exactly.
4 hours in between. You know, you don't have to eat 2 hours later and then 2 hours later. Wait 4 hours and then eat
yes.
something again, right? Wait 4 hours. Give your body, give that food a chance to digest. Get those enzymes
exactly.
a chance to break that food down, to digest that food before you consume something else. See, we here
exactly.
in America, everything we do, we watch TV, listen to radio, commercials, they talk about food. Our kids watch cartoons. They got food. They want to run and get some
right.
cereal. They want to, you know, they're constantly throwing it in our face every time we watch TV. Food, food. So we have to think that we have to go get food, like, you know, every time. But if we can wait
exactly.
at least 4 hours, those who can, if those have, you know, sugar problems or something like that, I recommend, you know, coming to symptometry to help you out there. You know, but you have to eat according to your condition. Okay?
Absolutely.
You have to. Like, I eat according to my blood pressure. I can't have much starch at all. Okay? I have one meal of starch a day, and then I take a particulate, you know, to neutralize that starch. Because why? Because our body is high maintenance. Okay?
Exactly.
I know I got high blood pressure because I used to eat so much starch growing up because I was a vegetarian. Well, called myself a vegetarian. You know, I tried that thinking it was good for me. Didn't know better. And I was eating beans, potatoes, and breads, and muffins, and I mean, just all kind of starch. Every meal I had was starch. And it finally caught up to me. It
yes.
caught up to me. You know, because I have the blood pressure, you know, runs in the family. It's just it's there, but I have to be knowledgeable of what I consume because of my condition. You know, people who don't have a condition, you know, they may be producing more enzymes than I'm producing. So I have to constantly keep building enzymes. You know, you have to when you have if you're dealing with, you know, symptoms of some type of disease, you have to count enzymes. You have to make sure you have enough to neutralize and digest what you eat. You can also, you know, get extra enzymes from symptometry, you know, to help digest
exactly.
food, to help you with your blood pressure, to help you with your diabetes. I mean, you don't have to, you know, have a disease to have symptometry. You don't. You can go there for maintenance. Because we are high-maintenance individuals, human beings.
Mm-hmm.
No one told us that we have to maintain our body. Like, what? If I would have known that in the beginning, I wouldn't have
you
no
You mean I have to do
today.
Something? Yes, every
right.
day.
I didn't know. Everybody tell us, oh, the body heals itself to a certain point. But then it needs help. It needs
yes.
additional help because we create debris, like Mr. Shaheed was saying. We create debris in our body. On everything we put in our body creates debris. So why not have something at home where you can counteract that debris after you eat,
yes.
90 minutes after you eat? It's all about preventive, all about having maintenance. So if you don't have nothing right now, that doesn't mean you're healthy. If you haven't
That's right.
did maintenance, that doesn't mean that you're going to have something one day because of the way the body is. So one day you will. So why not get maintenance now so you won't? come to symptometry now and get your maintenance. Get your lymphatic system clean. Get your blood clean.
Yes.
Clean your kidneys. Clean your blood every day. You know, get cleaning. So
yes.
Get maintenance so you will not have disease. I have a whole archive of particulates and molecules for headaches, for extra enzymes, you know, to for circulation. You know, for varicose veins.
Fungus,
you know, I have an archive for anything that I have or my family has. If they come up with, oh, I got this pain in my back. I got something for that. Okay? Is there some congestion you got back up in there? Okay? That needs clearing out. I got a particular for that. Okay? It's maintenance. What you keep in your medicine cabinet, stuff that you keep placing with particulates. Okay?
Exactly.
It's something that's natural. Not something that's going to harm you and deplete your enzymes that our body needs to keep us healthy. We need to keep our supply at home, keep our emergency packs at home.
Yes.
So we'll always be prepared when something comes.
And we also have the reverse technique,
yeah.
that you can mention, Miss Yvette, to reverse things when we know we're making mistakes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Like formula A16B. Every winter,
yes.
Everybody should have formula A16B, not even just the
Absolutely.
Winter. They should have it all year round, basically.
All year round.
You know, because, there's always, especially the winter, because that's when most viruses, the cold viruses come out. You know, there's cold viruses, there's summer viruses out there. So if we always have our supply of formula A16B in the cabinet, we done counteract those. You know, just say one day we have this craving for, you know, something we ain't supposed to eat or drink, like juice or soda or something like that. Formula A16B will neutralize that before
neutralize.
It hits your digestive system.
Absolutely.
In 90 minutes. It will neutralize it real quick. So just say you eat scientifically 80% of the time. You have all these enzymes saved up. So if you want to have some of your family's sweet potato pie, you can have a little bitty piece because you build up your enzymes, okay?
Exactly.
So it's going to, you know, hurry up and neutralize though that little food that you ate because you built enzymes in your body. That's the key. You eat a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and then when you do want something, because we're not food police, we're not trying to, you know, get you to starve yourself. No, we're
exactly.
not trying to get you to get rid of all of your cravings and things in life? No. We're just making you aware of what's in food so that you will limit yourself to a little corner or a little piece, and then you take your reversal real quick so you know that won't harm you. That's
exactly.
preventive, keeping your stuff stocked, keeping a stockpile of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your archive of particulars there. So when you do, or if you're in a situation where you cannot eat scientifically, you got it. If you're in a situation
Absolutely.
Where someone over-seasons something, you have your reversal, okay, for because they over-season that food, so it won't harm you. Just take it 90 minutes or 45 minutes after you eat that over-seasoned food. Okay, so call symptometry, get in contact with your coach, get your archive of supplies so that you always have something in case you happen to have to eat something. Because that stomach,
yes.
that growling feeling, it can overtake you. I'm telling you, when you're hungry,
it's
going to
be satisfied one way or another.
Exactly, exactly. So protect yourself. Have an archive. Protect yourself. Just want everybody to know that, okay? We not only cure diseases, we help you prevent diseases.
Prevent, and prevention is the best policy.
That's it.
Yeah, so anyone have a question for our guests, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic if you have a question at all. Again, you're on AM360. And AM360.org. We have 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. You can share a comment at info@cwsc.us. You can tweet us at CWShura, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit our parent corporation, Community-Wide Shura Conference, at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And you are listening to AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. So, brother and sister, you have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your phone and we'll recognize it and we'll open your mic. We certainly appreciate you joining us today on Optima Health, another episode of Optima Health. So, Ms. Yvette, so, you know, a lot of people are going to be inviting each other, this place, that place, and we're going to be serving, they're going to be serving all kinds of food. And, you know, people have very little self-restraint. What would be your advice on drinking these juices and punches and soda and putting ice in beverages? What would be your recommendation for a person who's trying to do the right thing, who's trying to maintain their health, trying to get started? What would you suggest to them?
You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Yeah, what would you suggest?
Okay.
If somebody's trying to pressure someone to drink some of this juice that they put together and they some soda that they mixed together and they got, it has ice in it. And we know what ice is and what ice would do to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What can you say to a person to equip them so that the person don't feel bad when they say, well, I just don't eat anything with ice in it. I don't drink things with ice in it. I don't drink citrus fruits. I might juice my own fruit, and if it's tropical fruit, like a pineapple or something like that. But otherwise,
yeah.
I can't drink that. So a nice way for them to say, well, I'm sorry, I just can't have any of that.
Yeah.
I'd rather have
exactly.
More.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know that you can't have too much sweet. You know, no offense.
Exactly.
Oh, you can just have a little bit. You can just taste it. Just taste it. That's what they'll say. You know, just taste it. Just taste it. You know, just have a little bit. I made a special just for you. You know, just taste it. You know, and you know you don't want to hurt their feelings. You know, and things like that. You know, but you know it's like maybe I'll try some without ice, just a little teeny bit, okay? But, you know, I got my reversal in my pocket, okay? I got it in my pocket, okay? So it's always ways of getting around things, right? If they super pressure you or something like that, keep reversals. Take it with you. Take it with you.
Absolutely.
Because you
good
do
idea.
Not want to get off
idea.
Your path. You don't want to get off your path, and you don't want to hurt feelings either, okay? But keep your reversals in your pocket, okay? And that reversal will neutralize that bad food before 45 minutes. It will neutralize it quick, you know?
Could you share with our listeners about how problematic ice is? Ice, and ice in beverages, ice in water. And putting ice in the water in the refrigerator, cooling it, and drinking it. Could you explain to our listener how problematic that is?
Oh yes. So ice, that. So first of all, ice has this poison. I forget the name of that poison, but it has a poison in it that will totally destroy, denature most of your enzymes. Okay, and first of all, you don't want to drink anything cold, for one thing,
right?
Because we are warm human beings. We're warm-blooded human beings. And cold will coalesce our cells, which means make them come together.
okay, they have to stay separated to, you know, to function. But the coldness will freeze them, will make them coalesce, because we're not supposed to be cold. We are supposed to be warm. Okay, and then when we drink cold beverages, it freezes our system. It gives us the shock. Okay, have you heard of the brain freeze when you eat something cold?
Absolutely,
you know?
Yes.
Or ice cream, you get that brain freeze. That doesn't feel good. Our cells are coming together. That's what that is. And, you know, you get to shake it off, but we're not supposed to have cold in our bodies. Okay? So if you want to have maybe a little bit, a teeny bit of cold, you can put water in the refrigerator for an hour and then take it out.
Mm-hmm.
The things in the refrigerator that you want, you know, just say the ginger tea, you got to keep it in the refrigerator. Take it out the refrigerator for about an hour before you drink it.
Exactly.
Okay? Sit it out on the counter before you drink it. It can be a little bitty cool, but not cold, because the inside of our bodies, again, will change. It will make them cells stick together. We don't want cells to stick together because they might stay stuck. Okay, because of the debris and the sludge that's in our system. They may stay stuck. Okay, so we don't want them to stay stuck. If they stay stuck, they're going to build, other cells going to stick to it, and they're going to keep sticking, and then before you know it, you got a tumor. So they keep piling on top of each other. What is this coming out of my skin? It's a tumor, because the cells have done start sticking to each other and keep piling up, piling up, piling up. So we don't want anything to make our cells stick together or come close to each other. We want them to have their freedom to move around, to do what they need to do to keep us healthy. Our cells are constantly working to keep us healthy every day.
Constantly. Absolutely.
This is why it's important that we eat for ourselves and not for our hunger, not for our taste buds, okay, because our cells is keeping us healthy. This is why we're able to stay healthy this long without, you know, well, right now we're like, oh, I'm healthy. I have not, never had disease. I'm not on any medication. That's because your cells are doing that for you. That's because your cells are keeping you healthy. And for right now, it's great. Day by day is great. Every day that you're healthy, every day that you don't take medication, you're doing something right. You may have been born with able to digest all type of foods. Well, other people who couldn't.
Yeah, even corn.
So you're blessed.
Might be born with an enzyme to digest corn. You never know.
Right. Exactly. But if you can stay away from the main foods that takes up enzymes, I'm going to name a few. These are the main things that deplete your enzymes. Corn.
Mm-hmm.
Takes 100,000 enzymes to digest. We don't need to eat corn. Stay away from their cornbread. Now, if you cook cornbread with evaporated milk, it does neutralize the cyanide in corn. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a way to cook cornbread scientifically that will neutralize some of the poison that's in corn. But I still will only have a little bitty teeny piece, only because it takes a lot of enzymes to digest. Nuts. Stay away from nuts. Milk. Stay away from milk. Okay? Pork. Ooh, man. Stay away from pork.
Exactly.
Okay? Ice.
Absolutely.
Stay away from ice. If you can stay away from these things specifically, you will be, your cells will be very happy. Very happy. Chocolate. Okay, if you can stay away from these things that stop your cells from circulating, chocolate, saturated fat. You can stay away from all types of saturated fat as much as you can, so your cells will have room to do what they need to do to keep repairing you, to keep you going. You can. I mean, you will be healthier than most people, even if you didn't
most
take
people.
Anything.
Absolutely.
Okay, but we still need maintenance. We still need maintenance. That is important. So if you can somehow in your budget, you know, get some maintenance, just a few maintenance particulates. I will get circulation particulates.
Yes.
Saturated fat particulates. Circulation particulates. Just get those three. Will really help you out in maintaining your health. It's going to keep the circulation going so you won't be getting blood clots and things like that. okay? That's definitely, I would have that as a maintenance for sure.
Exactly.
A circulation particulate. You know, varicose veins, keep them veins open so circulation can keep going.
Yes.
Right within them little bitty veins, so you won't have varicose veins. Okay? Get those particulates, those maintenance. Okay? Saturated fat. Okay, dissolve saturated fat in your body. Get those particulates. These are all
mm-hmm.
maintenance that you need to keep at home. Formula A16B. Keep those.
Yes.
Keep all those at home for you so you won't get these major diseases. Okay, and
you'll
learn
never
to
have
eat
one.
Scientifically.
Exactly.
You can get enzymes. You can get extra enzymes for maintenance. Get extra enzymes. So after you eat, take them extra enzymes. So the enzymes that you preserve and the ones that you took will eat up everything. So at night, there's
yes.
nothing but repair going on while you're sleeping. Nothing but repair, dissolving all kind of things that you've inhaled, things that you ate, things that you've drunk, you know, because we can drink bad water and don't even know
it. Yes, contaminated
okay,
water,
so,
not know it.
Right.
Contaminated food, and not know it.
Right. Without knowing this. But if we have these maintenance.
Missy Beth,
there
we
at
have
home,
one hand raised. We're gonna open that mic for that one hand there.
Okay.
Sister Amina is back with us. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hi. Assalamu alaikum.
I just wanted to mention this is something that a conversation I had today. I told you my son called me. And I'm so glad, Brother Abdul Shaheed. I'll tell you why, you know,
yes.
when I get off the line. I remember, I was telling you he was having those difficulties. But anyway, now mm-hmm. he's out of prison. You know, he's interested because we were talking about health today when he told me, you know, he would just give me an update on his status, you know, what's going on and how he's you know, trying to do the best he can. And then we started talking about family members that are sick, you know, my late mom's elderly aunt is bedridden now, and we both were talking about how we got to try to go see her. Yeah, we got to try to go see her. And I hate to say it, but she took that shot initially,
yes.
you know, when they were hyping everything up and scaring everybody and putting fear in everybody that you have to take it and all this kind of, you know. And she's in her 90s, you know. My mom's
wow.
in her 90s. So
amazing.
Now she's saying, baby, she called everybody baby. I can't move my legs and my knees. I can't even walk no more. I can't get out the bed. I feel so bad. So we want to try to go see her because she's the only matriarch still living on my mom's side, you know, and she has like
mm-hmm.
the family history or whatever, you know, we're trying to go
exactly.
get to go see. And then that started us on talking about the fact that, you know, she told me bits and pieces of the family's health a while back, you know, the fact that we have, you know, they call it the sugar. Yeah, the sugar running this family. I was like, and all this time, I never really knew that diabetes was, you know, in the family. So that's what I'm saying. It's like we gotta change the paradigm of bad health, and looks like
exactly.
I'm the one that's trying to do it. You know,
chosen one.
Yeah, and what's happening,
exactly.
you know.
Like, we've been chosen.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and my son was saying, he said, Mom, we gotta try to deal with that. And then that started me on telling my son about symptometry again. You know,
excellent.
And he was like, yeah. He was agreeing. He said, yeah, Ma. And I told him I would send him the, text him the AMSOS.org. I just sent him, text him again, the website.
Excellent.
I said, go on here
we were talking earlier, he said, yeah, Ma, because I told him about Dr. Narty, you know, he's a medical doctor, got the schools in Illinois and in North Carolina. He was like, wow, yeah, okay, we need to, he said, I'm gonna go on there when I get from work. Yeah. He was in agreement with the fact that, so I was going to send him the, you know, the link you sent me a while ago again to his phone now that he's able to be on the phone. You know, they gave him a flip phone, but
so
he can receive, you know, little links. And I sent him this about Optimal Health, you know, and I'm going to send him about the other two programs, you know. Again,
excellent. We certainly appreciate that. Share that with
you. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Excellent.
And also, I want to say this before I hang up. Also, you know, now you all got me on eating sardines again as a snack.
That's a healthy snack. I'm telling you,
I used to eat sardines as a kid. You know, we that was one of the things that my mom used to give us. You know, snack. As far as encourage us to eat, but they had it had the oil in it, you know, because you got different kind of sardines. Some are in water, some are in sardine oil, and some are in mustard or whatever you call it.
Yeah,
but I, you know, I got the one with the water. But I've been, you know, the last few times I've gone to my, and I'm about to do grocery shopping again soon for myself. And I'm going to get some.
I think I'll amino acid in one place and parade to help repair the DNA in one place.
The most amino acids.
Exactly. So I just wanted to say that. Salam alaikum.
Thank you. Salam.
Thank you.
I certainly appreciate it. Miss Yvette, our time just flies. We are now at the end of our program again. It's absolutely amazing how fast time flies when you're having fun and sharing information with people. We have certainly appreciate you sharing with us today and joining us. So we invite you to come back again as often as you want to.
Thank you.
So we can continue to impart this information. There's so much information that we're learning at the American School of Symptometry, and we encourage people to go to the website, and that website is amsos.org, amsos.org. is the website for the American School of Symptometry, not for profit. Please go there. Many articles posted there on that website. Brother and sister, we thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow, we have this program called The Science of Health and You on IWDM Blog Talk Radio. And you can join us at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time by dialing into 714-816-4673. No passcode is needed. Also, on Saturday and Sunday morning, we have a program called Morning Tylene. Morning Tylene, please join us at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time by dialing into 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. Brothers and sisters, if you have a need to contact us, please feel free to dial up, contact us at 678-572-7269. You may send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. Please stay tuned to our next program that's coming up called Maya Ali Kuliha with Imam Abdulaziz of Masjid Adam, the Center of Human Excellence in Bronx, New York. And his motto is, we are together under all and any circumstances. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals of Time to Be Grateful coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Alhamdulillahi billahi shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان اليوم الدين والسلام على إمام نور الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. We seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan, the accursed. And we begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him and we seek his aid. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the same peace, the same mercy, the same blessings upon all of his family members who followed him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the very same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and upon their followers in excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Dr. Warathuddin Muhammad, as we ask Allah to establish peace amongst ourselves in the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we say Ameen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Allah calls our attention in the Quran and he says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with irrational fear. And let every person consider what they send out for tomorrow. And be mindful of Allah, fear him rationally, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyah ala al-Kulli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we are broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And of course, dear brothers and sisters, we're happy to be with you, and we want to begin by extending the greetings to you, the greetings of peace, the greetings of paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And as always, dear brothers and sisters, we want to begin also by asking you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam and his family. And we want you to also, we ask you to also be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family. And we would also ask for you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Vernon Farid and his family, Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family, Imam Ali Rashid and his family, Imam Abdul Majid Kareem Hassan and his family, Imam Abdul Baki Abdul Hamid and his family. We ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Al-Hajjah Fajr Tyson, Al-Hajjah Rabina LeBron, Sister Doreen Muhammad, Sister Robin Muhammad, Sister Al-Hajjah Delilah Shaheed, Al-Hajj Lawrence Shaheed. We also ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Farouk Abdul Wali and his family, as well as Imam Rafiq Rasool and his family. Dear brothers and sisters, please be mindful to keep in your du'as Imam Dr. Rufuddin Muhammad, Imam Qasim Ahmed, and their families. At this time, dear brothers and sisters, we ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of our brothers and sisters who are who are suffering, dear brothers and sisters, in the Congo, as well as our brothers and sisters that are in Palestine. We ask you to please be generous in your supplication, and to we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us and them whatever it takes for us to be able to successfully stand up to whatever they put in front of us and in front of them, and to that we say Ameen. Tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we want to extend our apologies to you for last week. There was some complications with the communications, and so we were not able to air the show. Some technical difficulties, and and this has happened many times before, and so we just want you to know that we were planning to speak to you with some representatives from the Muslim Journal. And they were ready, but the broadcast wasn't airing, and none of the shows were able to air. And they got it rectified, I think, the next day or something like that. But we just want you to know that we were looking forward to speaking with you last week. Unfortunately, we were not. So we say mashallah for that. And tonight I was looking for, I was trying, but it was very short notice because I wasn't able to make contact with them early enough. So I may not have anyone from the Muslim Journal on tonight to talk to you about a time to be grateful. But what I do, what I would say to you is that we will be looking to hear from them very soon, inshallah ta'ala. If not this evening, we'd like to hear from them shortly. At the same time, dear brothers and sisters, please be mindful about the dates concerning a time to be grateful happening in East Rutherford, sponsored by the Masjid al-Haq in Newark, New Jersey. We look forward to seeing all of you there, inshallah ta'ala. In the meantime, dear brothers and sisters, let's have a conversation. Let's talk about the issues concerning our community life and how we are here, and although we are here in the United States, it's like we are not here. Why do you say that, Imam? Well, when they legislate, they don't include us in legislation. When they change laws and decide on how our tax money is spent, they don't consult us. They take it, they consult us when they're taking it, but at the same time when it's being distributed or rerouted, it's not necessarily being rerouted in areas that we are in agreement with. And the problem with that, dear brothers and sisters, is that this continues to happen. We're witnessing a genocide in the Congo as well as in Palestine, a more violent type of thing going on in Palestine, and a more deliberate approach. In the Congo, it's a little more systematic. And so people are being driven out because of the inability for them to be able to live a normal life. The resources are being raped from the country, and the people that run the country seem to not even care about the people that are from the country. And so we pray Allah rectifies that situation, that he intervenes along with the intervention, with an intervention from Palestine. And to that we say Ameen. But for us here, we always voting Democrat. And then you look back at the Democrat who you may have elected or helped elect, doesn't seem to have your concerns after the vote. doesn't seem to be doing anything that's in the direction of helping you improve your life. And so there has to be a solution to this problem, dear brothers and sisters. Remember, the Muslims are not allowed to be anywhere for a period of time without affecting some levels of change. What has stopped us from affecting some kind of change in this country? One of the biggest problems that we have in this country, dear brothers and sisters, for us is our inability to come together. Everybody has a difference of opinion. You see, we're all in the same room, we're all going in different directions. It's like being in the airport. We're all there, but we're all getting on different flights, going to different places. And we're not really concentrating on where everybody else is going. We're just concerned about where we're going. But as Muslims, we're supposed to be concerned with where we're going. Because ultimately, we all want to go to the same place. And we say, well, what is that? Well, we hear it all the time, Jannah. We hear it all the time. We pray a lot for Jannah. But let me ask you, dear brothers and sisters, do you think Jannah is free? You think it's going to be a free ride? That we don't have to do anything to get there? That concept is not an Islamic construct. Allah says in the Quran, and strive in a race toward all that which is good. He tells us that in the Quran, that we should strive in a race toward all that which is good. And when we talk about all that which is good, it starts with the act itself to do right. The motivation to do so is so that you can reap the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately, we want to build up enough in our bank account to be able to earn Jannah, to be able to earn his forgiveness, to be able to earn his protection in the hereafter, to be able to earn his mercy. Lately, we've been hearing about these people who claim to be chosen, the chosen people. I'll have you know, dear brothers and sisters, that that's an un-Islamic concept. There's no chosen people. Allah tells us, the people who are of honor in his sight. He says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wal untha, waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila litata'arafu. Inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum. O mankind, I created you from a male and female and made you into tribes and nations so that you can recognize the good in one another with regards to our differences, with regards to the differences, pigmentation, language, culture. Then he says, verily, without question, there is no doubt that the most honored in his sight is he who is, or she, who is the most God-conscious. What is God-consciousness, dear brothers and sisters? We hear the term in the verse. At-qa'um is from waqa. Waqa is the root word of taqwa. At-qa'um is the superlative form of the term waqa. Waqa. He protected. Wiqaya means a shield. Taqwa is a shield. Taqwa is God consciousness. You shield yourself in this life and the hereafter by virtue of you being conscious of the Creator. Conscious of what? Of his presence, of his law, his dictates, what he loves, what he forbids, what he enjoins. And all of the behaviors that would attract his forgiveness, that would attract his mercy. This is what taqwa is, dear brothers and sisters. Allah says that he is the one who gives honor, and the most honorable person in his sight is one who exhibits the most God consciousness. It doesn't say what language you speak. It doesn't say tribe you come from. It doesn't say how much money you got. It doesn't say how much knowledge you have. It doesn't say where you come from. It doesn't say how strong you are. It doesn't say how big your military is. It doesn't say how much control in the land you have. All of those things can discount you and disconnect you from God consciousness. You ever hear the saying, oh, man, it went to his head. And we look at the dunya right now, dear brothers and sisters, and it's gone to their heads. It's taken over their hearts, and now it's in their heads. Allah in the Quran says, وَلِهُوِ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدِ, and for their love of the good things, the wealth, the property, they exceed all bounds. And we're witnessing that right now, dear brothers and sisters. We're witnessing the love for the land, the love for the power and control, the love to take over something, has made people exceed all bounds. We seek refuge in Allah from being like that, and to that we say, Ameen.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there. Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey. Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG. Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Alhamdulillah, we're back. And we want to apologize for that. Sometimes we have some technical difficulties here, and so we just want you to bear with us. Know for sure, dear brothers and sisters, that the time to be grateful that we are approaching, that's fastly approaching us, is it sounds like it's going to be a very, 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 very wonderful occasion. And we pray a lot that it's a very successful. But we want to make sure that we don't forget the purpose of a time to be grateful, and that is to support the Muslim Journal. And it is hanging in there, holding on, if you will. And so this particular event is like the event that allows them to generate some resources to continue to put out the paper. And so we pray a lot that we get a chance to see all of you, and that we'll be able to enjoy each other's company and at the same time help the paper. And to that we say amen. And so going back to our conversation, we started with this idea of always voting Democrat. And don't be confused about what I'm saying tonight, dear brothers and sisters. I'm not asking you to become a politician. I'm not asking you to become a radical. I'm not asking you to be an advocate for anything. I'm simply talking to you from a perspective of Islam. In our religion dictates that we're not without question. We're not politicians. We're religious men and women. And if we get into politics, then our religion is going to govern that, or govern the practice of that. Now, we know that there's a conflict sometimes, and someone is maybe Muslim, and they may even get a good position. And sometimes, if they're not careful, that Islam is compromised. When is it going to get to the point where we get into politics and we don't have to compromise? When we're looking at the world as it is and what the United States is supposed to stand for, it is the biggest sham that you can ever hear about or see in the history of mankind. When they start out by telling you the land of the free, the home of the brave, right? And they talk about the rights of human beings and humanity, but yet they go right behind all of that. All kinds of things that are not necessarily humane. They support wars that are predicated on genocide and things of that nature. They sell arms to this group and arms to that group, and they help perpetrate the overthrow of governments. Much like what happened when the Native American used to run this country. And then at the same time that they're doing all of this, they say, God bless America. And so as Muslims being here, you know, alhamdulillah, you're here, but we have to do more as Muslims. As Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, there must be something that we can do. Because as long as we're here and we're not doing anything, then we're going to be subject to whatever happens to this country. And so we might be comfortable in our beds tonight while the bombs are going off in Palestine, while the people are being driven out of Congo, of the Congo. And then we go silent on that, and then the next thing you know, what's happening here? Said that we must enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. And if I do not do that, he says, that perhaps you will be facing some level of fitna. And then you will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray to him, and he will not answer your prayers. Be mindful, dear brothers and sisters. Just because it's happening there does not necessarily mean that it can't happen here. May Allah help us to that we say amen. 747, state your name when you call it.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Farida calling. I want to read something to you from a campaign speech. It starts like this.
for too long, politicians have tried, to centralize authority among the hands of a small few in our national capital. I see them all the time. Bureaucrats think that they can run over your lives, overrule your values, meddle in your family, and tell you how to live, what to say, and where to pray. But we know that parents, and then suddenly the person became, you know, like he couldn't, like he had a speech impediment. So I don't know exactly what he said about the parents. However, he did have a negative body language when he spoke of the parents. And then he said, bureaucrats know best how to raise their children and create a thriving society. And I want to read you this again because it's very confusing. Again, for too long, politicians have tried, to centralize authority among the hands of a small few in our national capital. I see them all the time. Bureaucrats think that they can run over our lives, overrule our values, meddle in your family, and tell you how to live, what to say, and where to pray. Then he turns around and says, but we know that the parents couldn't understand what he said about the parents, like I said. And then he turns around and says, bureaucrats know best how to raise their children and create a thriving society. And the first thing I said to myself when I heard that is somebody needs to explain to me what the heck that Trump was saying, because it was Trump who said it. If that wasn't an admission to what he is doing, and this was said before, this was one of his campaign speeches before he became president. First, he talks about the bureaucrats being so terrible, you know, to tell you how to live, what to say, when to pray, you know. And then he turns around and says, the bureaucrats know best how to raise their children and create a thriving society. Which team is he on is what I had to ask myself. What is that expression? Two coins, two heads of a coin or whatever? And this, after I heard it, I played it over and over again because of the fact that I was confused about it, and then I wrote it down. But, you know, a lot of times when we do things that we think are not even significant, sometimes Allah is right in it and guides us to do something in order, you know, for a later date. And just, it was just like with me with 9/11. I said, 9/11, I just like to go down, decided to see how much taller the building was. So I broke my neck, but that was so insignificant. But guess what? A month, like 2 weeks after 9/11, was when I had a jury duty, and when I went, when I finished jury duty, even though the courts were closed, they still had jury selection. So when I came out, I decided to walk down there because it was right near the court. I mean, it was right near the World Trade Center. So when I went down there, I remembered a couple of months before when I stood before the building, and then the building had dwindled down to like 10, about 10 to 25 stories. It was hard to tell because everything was mangled. Those massive beams, I'm talking about massive beams. Like, we had a fire in California yesterday, I believe it was. It was like for 2 days, where underneath the 10 highway, there was a big fire that was so hot that it had, well, this is what they say, that it had melted some of the rails, but those rails were so thin. I'm talking about massive. Now, anybody who lives in New York, we know how massive that building was. And for me to stand up there and look at these beams that had melted, like swaying around like a snake, after they were, I'm talking about vertical beams that had snaked around like they were rubber bands. And you know, I mean, it was just, I knew that the official story couldn't have been true. So, and like I said, sometimes we do things and we don't know that Allah is moving us in order to be able to do something else. I mean, like, I'm, like, reveal, like, what I'm revealing to you, and a reminder is to say that the fire department and the special forces, I mean, the experts said that there is no way that a high-rise building could fall into its own footprint unless there are explosives within the building that is strategically placed and timed so that the building could be brought down into its footprint, called control demolition. And I went on, when I saw those buildings in Israel come down into their footprint, I said, oh no, this can't be, you know, what? Okay, so what I did was I played it over and over again. I slowed it down. I stopped each frame, and I could see 360 degrees of the sky above those buildings, where I would have definitely seen a missile if it hit those buildings, like they said, and there was not one missile that hit those buildings. And that spells the inside job. Inside job. So I want everybody to know that it was, I don't believe that it was Hamas, because it was an inside job. And guess what? The security in Israel was conveniently absent, you know, during that time. So I want everybody to know that, you know, we're not being told the truth. What is going on is exactly what Netanyahu, who, by the way, is a criminal and was being tried just like Trump is being tried, and they were trying to get him out for about a year. They were protesting and everything. I'm talking about the good Jews. They were protesting to get him out. Suddenly, this 9/11 type of event happened, and everybody forgot about the ones who were against him started standing with him thinking that they were being attacked. This is all deception. It is deception, and that's why, I mean, why can't they use drones? If they claim that they are bombing hospitals and they're deliberately killing people to get to Hamas, what's wrong with drones? Let drones go in and get them. If they don't do that, then they're on the ground. Go in and get them. Where are they? I mean, they're lying, in my opinion, just so that they could kill them. Because Netanyahu's desire is obviously to kill them, to kill all of them. They release those hostages, I hope they go in and kill them all because of what they did. Anything. They are not guilty of what you said. But Allah is the best knower. We are all going to die one day, and we're all returning back to Allah. And Allah permits things to happen for examples to show us for whatever other reason that Allah has. It is for us to learn from. And that's all I want to say. But if somebody else could explain to me when any time Trump ended with the fact that he said that bureaucrats know best how to raise a family and create a thriving society after what he just said about them, you know, and both Reagan and George Bush, Daddy Bush, both spoke about the New World Order. But Trump is trying to tell people that it is the Democrats who want communism or Marxism and so like, and then he separated us by blaming the innocent voters of what his elitist friends do on both sides of the aisle. The elites are evil on the Democratic side as well as the Republican side. But what he did was he called all Democrats pedophiles. Who has the nerve to call anybody pedophile? Because he was allegedly, just before he decided to go in for president, accused of raping a 13-year-old girl. I don't know what happened to that case, but when he decided to become president, that seemed to have disappeared. And Epstein's brother said that Epstein no longer wanted to be bothered with him because he was such a con. So what business was Epstein in where Trump could have conned him? Okay, Epstein, we all know, was into having sex with children. So why would he say that he didn't want to be bothered with Trump anymore because he was a con, unless they were in business some kind of way? And Trump conned him. So, and I'm putting this out there because we don't need to be deceived anymore. And Allah put this in my hand. Allah guided me to the towers, the like a month or two before 9/11. He brought me back during jury duty where I could. could see exactly where they were, the height that they were. So Allah has obviously put something on me to do. And so I have to do it. If my life is going to be threatened, I don't care. Because Allah is the best of planners. And
well,
that's all I have to say.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And may he keep you protected and grant you, you know, all the good things. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us mindful of our surroundings and what they say to us in the media. We need to filter that and do it with caution, you know, but keep Allah on our minds at all times. Thank you so much, and we hope to hear from you again soon, inshallah ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to my Ya'ala al-Kuli Hal and your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. And we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. The beauty of having the insight from the Quran is that it allows us to have some level of competence in hearing the stuff on the news, the how they put together a story, how they relate a story with regards to the people that they're, you know, when they report the tragedy, they make it seem like the victims are the cause. They make it seem like the victims, like their lives don't matter. But when they talk about the persecutors, they talk about their lives as if ended. And so we look at this imbalance, you know, this rhetoric related to being the chosen people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes that out in one verse of the Quran. At the same time, go back in history, dear brothers and sisters, and look at the story of Iblis. Iblis was the first racist. He was the first bigot. He was the first person that said that he was the chosen one. And so we look at this idea being presented, and we find in the exchange that he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah asked him, what prevented you from bowing, from prostrating on behalf of Adam? And he said, khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. You created me from fire, and you created him from sound and clean. Ana khayru minhu. I'm better than him. And that has been the same attitude and behavior of every bigot, every racist that has come after that. And so the foundation of racism is that you term yourself to be more worthier. You term yourself to be better. You see? And so your life matters, but nobody else's life matters. You're the only one that's important, you see. And this is what we're seeing here today. And we're watching it up close. And while we're watching, they're spinning us with the rhetoric of everything but a demand for a ceasefire. What would create a ceasefire? They have to be gone. You see, but who are they? Because we still haven't seen anything that has given us any proof that those people that you claim did what they did or doing what they're doing are actually people who are even exist. And yet it all, to me, dear brothers and sisters, is orchestrated. It's orchestrated because at no time are they showing any level of compassion. I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, where is the compassion? Where is it? You cannot tell me that you are defending something, but you're killing people who are not your adversary. Thousands of people, and none of those people are armed. None of them are on record for being part of any terrorist acts. All they're guilty of is being Palestinian. Dear brothers and sisters, be mindful of the tricks of Shaitan. When you're watching CNN and you're watching Fox, know for sure that Shaitan is there putting a spin on everything. Biding time. But Allah is the best of planners, and believe you me, dear brothers and sisters, the help of Allah is near. May Allah help us to that we say.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In closing, dear brothers and sisters, we want to thank you for being with us this evening. The question is, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about it? What can we do? Many of our brothers and sisters want to go out and protest. Maybe that'll move legislation to stop the funding. Maybe that will cause a ceasefire. And for those of you who think that that's the solution, go right ahead. We haven't gotten much from protest on this issue. They've been killing people in Palestine for 75 years, dear brothers and sisters. And each time, they've taken more and more and more land. History is repeating itself just in another region, another part of the world. The Native American owned land, and they were killed off. And every time they were killed off, they took more and more and more of their land. Nebraska, California, New Orleans, Ohio, the Great Lakes, all of the areas around the country belong to the Native Americans. If you want to read a good book, read the book called Wounded Knee. And it's a prime example of what you're seeing today, where the Native Americans were fighting for their land, and they were persuaded by the so-called Americans, the settlers, the pilgrims, right? To come to a particular area and surrender peacefully, they would work out some details and which how in which they were able to peacefully coexist. When they got there, they were massacred. It didn't happen once, it happened a couple of times. And then their forces became stronger and stronger until the Native American could not even defend itself. If you live next to, and most states have one, maybe two reservations on them, go visit. You can get in. Don't go to the casino. Go into the towns that they have. And I wouldn't call them towns. I call them reservations. And look at the conditions of our Native American brothers and sisters. It will be an experience that we might know. They're suffering from generational trauma, similar to the generational trauma that we faced as a people. There's no greater example of what has happened to the people at the hands of America than the one dealing with the Native American and the African. And so we see why the assistance to Israel is so undying, without reason, without logic. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he blesses those people in charge with some wisdom and that he changes their hearts. And to that we say amen. ربنا أنتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وكنا أذبنا اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا وانصر قوم الفلسطين اللهم ربنا وانصر قوم الكونغو اللهم أمين اللهم صل على محمد والمرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم أمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard.